One, two, three, and to the four. What is up, my friends? Today is Monday, February 5th. On a Monday, we're recording. This is season 3, episode 34, and episode 134 of Nothing But a Foot Thing. The show brought to you by a few friends in the foot community just like yourselves. I'm your host, Kevin. However, I'm not alone today. Joining me is John. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, dude? That's crazy. Episode 134, and then I turned 34 on Monday, and my favorite number is 34. So, what an episode.
Wow, this is a very emotional episode. Yes, and that's why I fumbled through the entire intro, because we were very stressed and upset, so we had to bring along Brando. What's up, man?
What's up, guys? I guess we're back, you know. Ended the pod, but we're back, so...
Yeah, we are back. Yeah, I mean, we did end the pod because we just couldn't take it anymore after what happened during Team of the Year. So this episode is going to be filled with Team of the Year stuff. I would say new promo is here, Road to the Final is here, but I don't know, guys. What are we saying? Do we really care? About that? We'll brush over it, but I think Team of the Year is what we all want to talk about, right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was a long one. It was a stressful one, and I mean, I don't know how you guys are feeling right now. I know a lot of people are really burned out and tired. So let's start off with how Team of the Year went for everybody. We could start off with what were your pack pools? Did you make any changes to your team? Let's start there. Actually, let's start with that. How many players did you have before and after Team of the Year? And tell me if you pulled anything. So let's start with John. I know you both pulled something, but John, what's up, man?
Yeah, dude. So, yeah, I was telling you guys before, I have Iker Casillas is my goalkeeper, although I did pack Petr Cech twice, but I need that link to one of my Team of the Year pulls, who's Anya Batier, the Barcelona women's right back, and she's just really, really, really good, man. I also was doing Cafu. I had one squad left on Cafu. I opened up the 83/20 you get from the Winter Wild Card crafting objective, the end pack, and I got her from it. So it's pretty awesome, though. She's amazing going forward. And then if I want to stay back, right back, I got Cafu there waiting. So that's cool, I guess. And then, Sam Kerr, too. I think we talked about her last week. I got her from one of the attacker 83/5s on, like, the second day of Team of the Year. So... yeah, that was awesome. And then I think only one. Oh, yeah. Zico, I guess, technically came out right before Team of the Year. So he's still on my team as an LCM, and he's phenomenal. And then Mbappe was, of course, still in the team. But yeah, it was a really good Team of the Year, I guess, pack pull wise for me. Got George Best done, got Sawa done. Alphonso Davies. I absolutely love all those cards. I mean, Alphonso Davies going up and back offensively and defensively. There's not many better left backs in the game. I still have that Teo Dynasties card, and Teo as a pure stay back left back, I think, is better, but I just love the versatility that Davies brings. And then the 5-star skills to ball roll scoop, which is awesome to change directions. I utilize that a lot this year. And then he's got the whip pass plus too. So that's amazing to work with as well. And yeah, I think that's kind of all the changes I had. I guess whenever we talk about the new promo for 5 minutes, I did do Joshua Kimmich like Brando, using him as my stay back middle center mid, and he's really, really, really good. So excited for him to potentially get 2 upgrades too if Thomas Tuchel doesn't destroy Bayern more than he already has. So yeah, and then also I got Vincent Kompany's UCL card from the Hero Refresh, too. So, I think all in all, it was good. I'm like you, Kevin. I think after the promo ended, I just didn't even want to look at my menus for, like, at least 24, 48 hours. And now I'm back just kind of – we played Weekend League last weekend, did all right, and played a little bit of Rivals this morning, so – yeah, all in all, a lot of shady things went on. I guess we'll get into that. That kind of put a damper on Team of the Year. Lots of EA fuck-ups, which also put a damper on it. But, I mean, personally, whenever talking about team building and team improvements, I think my team improved quite a bit. So, in that way, it was a success. So, I don't know. How about you, Brando? Who all did you pack? Who's still in your team from previous, and who's in your team now? Now that team of the year is over.
Well, I just pulled up one of my tweets from before and after team of the year, and it turns out I changed 8 players throughout team of the year, which I didn't even realize. So
wow, yeah, who stayed then?
I think Mbappe, Hullet, and Varane. That's it. Damn. Yeah, so I know it's wild. So team of the year started off like a bit slow for me. I opened packs during attackers. I couldn't wait. I packed nothing, and then you know we go that week. Didn't really pack anything either until you know, one day do the icon pick, get Winter Walker Garincha, big W, then you know, roll on next day, team of the year Diaz, and then yeah, I'm already super happy with that. Then we get the Messi situation, which we'll talk about later. And, you know,
that's got to be its own whole segment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's be a whole, like, week-long episode. Yeah. And then, you know, my my favorite pull ever, which everyone has probably not heard a million times. Team of the Year Mateus.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the $1 nano pack, tradable. So that's sick. He's not getting sold. He's my idol. And then on stream, I end off Team of the Year with Croy from the icon pick. So Team of the Year is really, really successful for me. I did Davies as well, getting Cafu done with some fodder I had from Team of the Year. Davies, absolutely incredible. I'm not sure if you guys have completed him, but he is phenomenal for me. And yeah, again, besides all the lovely mistakes that EA did during Team of the Year, it was probably my best ever Team of the Year and pretty much a perfect Team of the Year for me.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I improved my team a lot too, actually. So as you guys know, I start off with the big, massive 30 million packs they have going in, right? And my team improved. It did a lot. We'll talk about our grinds, I guess, maybe after this, like what we did specifically to grind. But I don't know how successful my whole grind was, but maybe it was because my team improved drastically. Literally, the only two players left in my team are Basha and Mbappe. Everybody else got replaced, so big changes all around for me. I packed Ribery during, like, midfielders, maybe, I think. Like, the last day, those set of icons are in packs. Got them out in 81 times 2, and I was like, oh my god, I haven't even opened my packs. This is gonna be crazy. We're gonna get so many blue cards, and... Well, a lot of you guys know, right? Like, it appeared that the weight was better before the full team went into packs, and that's probably one of the first things we're going to talk about now. I think that that's something we should touch on. But, yeah, things obviously changed. I didn't actually get a single blue. Well, I mean, I did. I got 10 honorable mentions, but I didn't get a proper team of the year from that. So, lots of honorable mentions. Made me realize that the saving packs was probably a dumb idea. I probably already knew that a little bit, but I didn't realize how dumb it actually was. I thought, hey, like, it's just not really gonna be, like, cost effective for the amount of time I put in, but I'm still gonna get a ton of blues, and that's gonna be cool, but, that didn't happen. Although, so I did end up with Ribery and Essien, and then at the start of the promo, I also got Triple Threat Ginola out of a hero pick, so that's awesome. I mean, I got, like, 6 million worth of five-star attackers now. And I also got Thunderstruck VDS, which is nice. He'll help in goal. I mean, he's like, I don't know, maybe you could argue he's the best keeper in the game. I don't know how he is like this year, but most years he's usually one of the better ones. I did a few SBCs, Maldini, Sawa, Cafu, and Saliba. Although not as many SBCs as I would have hoped to do, to be honest. I thought from 30 million worth of packs, we could do more than just these. I know that's a lot of fodder that I'd like use to get these done, but I don't know. I feel like maybe could have got more. So let's ask this now. I think this is a problem that a lot of people, something that a lot of people had an issue with anyways, was what happened with the pack weight. So for those unaware, what happened on the, you know, so we had like, you know, you saw people throughout the week on the original week packing attackers, they're packing midfielders, they're packing defenders when just those specifically were in packs. And you could see the pack odds, right? And what was interesting, well, the ones in the store. And what was interesting is once the day changed from defenders to full team, it actually dropped significantly, right? The pack weight, and which doesn't really make sense, at least in the store packs. I don't know. It just went down a lot, right? So like you would think, oh, there's like 3 times as many players in packs now. This should be my chance to pack more, right? But it's actually your chance got worse. And it was an interesting decision, I think, from EA. I'm not exactly sure what was going on. I mean, they did it. They just, you know, people that save packs, it kind of makes it harder on them, right? So let me see what you think, Brando. What are your thoughts on this whole situation? Because we did see that happen, and it was very strange that they did that.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm a pretty big store pack connoisseur. You know, I like to dabble in the consumption of store packs, but this promo is probably the least amount of store packs. I think I bought like one or two the entire promo. I think the pack odds now, you know, disclaimer, hopefully I don't get canceled for talking about pack odds after my pulls. I'm sorry to 20 if he's listening. Please don't block me again. But let me tell you, like, the pack odds were disgusting. First, let me just start off on the save pack. So, just like you, I saved in total around the promo probably like 500-600 packs and just recycling on promo. I got like two nominees, which is disgusting. And then from the store packs, now I just think it's awful from EA how they're changing these odds every single day. Like, I just don't understand how it's fair to just, I don't even know how it's possible to be changing odds every single day. Like, I remember when the full release first came out, the odds dropped like 3%, and then the next day they go up 2%, and the next day they go down 1%. So I honestly just think it's unethical from EA to just be changing these pack odds. And it's also unfair to the player base, for like, for the people who don't spend money, for the people who save packs. Like, even for you, I know you packed Ribery, Essie, and upgrade your team, but the fact that you didn't get a blue from all your save packs and recycling is just, I think it's unfair. And
I think I opened like 4,000 packs.
What was the dollar amount, Kevin, on your, like, FIFA point wise on your pack save?
I want to say it was close to like 5,000. That's before recycling, right? And I ended up opening like four times as many packs as, like, yeah.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Yeah. Like $5,000 worth of packs and you don't pack a proper team of the year, not even Mary Earps. That's honestly, like, disgusting.
It is. You know, I bet a certain someone on Twitter is really checking how much money you spent on packs during team of the year. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, I just don't see, like, how it's fair. I feel like we've gotten to the point with EA where, like, they've forgotten it's a video game and they think it's like an actual casino or something. Like, it's just ridiculous how you can save that many packs. And I'm not sure who it was on Twitter. I'm not sure if you guys saw it, but trying to remember the name, but I think he saved like 2,000 packs and he didn't pack a single blue, which, again, like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, how demotivating that is for someone? Like, they save the entire cycle just to not pack anything. I don't know. I just think it's wrong. But what's your opinion, John?
Yeah, it's just really slimy and disgusting. Like, I don't see how the odds should decrease. If anything, like, sure, like, just keep the odds the same, right? From when they were
at worst, like, yeah.
Yeah, at worst. Keep the odds the same from, like, attackers, midfielders, defenders. Like, on the big boy store pack, I think the best odds were maybe like 8%. So keep it at 8% on those big boy packs and when the full team's in packs, because that's disgusting. I spent money during Team of the Year, and I saw a lot of people on Twitter saying that the Team of the Years were in store packs, but they were not in my store packs. They were in, I got mine, like I just mentioned, in the random packs that I grinded for. So it's just really, really weird. And yeah, honestly, just disgusting. And I don't, I'm sure that there's legally they can get away with it, but it just doesn't seem, like you said, Brando, it just doesn't seem fair. And I think that guy's name is Morgan on Twitter. And Good Lord, I don't know how much money his pack save was worth, but Kevin, you're like five, that, like, if you spend, or like the equivalent of your pack save was $5,000. So if you would have spent 5,000 FC points during this promo, you would expect, I mean, pack 3 maybe, right? So I don't know. That's just, it's just really, really, yeah, disgusting, demoralizing, unfair. I don't know, man. just really leaves a bad taste in your mouth. But and again, I think we've mentioned it, like as soon as there's something to do where they can like castrate our odds or any method of us getting good players, they'll do it. But then again, you have these fuck ups where like Nathan Tella, his silver card goes from 74 to 86 road to the final. And then if you did an Evo form, he goes to a 98 rated card. So they can't get that under control or figure that out. Random stuff like that, but they sure as hell can neuter the pack weight whenever they want and keep us from getting nice things. Besides Messigate, that was the one exception, but yeah, I don't know. What are your thoughts, Kev?
Oh, so I'm looking at Morgan's tweet right now. Yeah, because I remember he came into one of my streams and he was telling me like, oh, like I have this many packs, and I like almost didn't believe him. Like there were so many, and then I saw his like screenshot and I was like, holy shit, because he doubled my pack save. So there's like famous accounts like, you know, like Matt Foot Trading. He does his like his team of the year save every year, and he basically tripled my save. He has like three times what I have, right? So and Morgan doubled it, and Matt packed 7 and Morgan packed 0. So I feel like that's like really crazy. I don't know how his recycling game is, like, cause I know man left behind it the entire thing. So my every single one I recycled back in. So that was like pretty crazy too. So I did everything possible to pack one. And honestly, man, I feel like EA is just like totally fucking cooking, like, I don't know, free to play like players. Like, I think like if you're free to play, they're gonna make sure to like fuck you over as much as possible. And to be honest, I don't know, man. I'm thinking like the play, if you are a free to play player, is, and I heard, I think the Sweaty Banana maybe mentioned this on Casual Foot Podcast. He basically said your best chance is to like save up, or maybe it was Chrissy Ballard that said it. He said, anyways, they said save up coins, take rivals rewards for coins, and then buy your team of the year or like open store packs with that. And I think that's kind of actually maybe the play going forward. Like, dude, I made over 3 million coins just from all my saved packs. So my sort of like thing was, okay, I have a fallback. If I don't pack anything, at least I save so many tradable packs. If I sell all my rares, I will. And they didn't really sell this year too. In past years, I would have had like a few million more, I feel like. So I quick sold most of them and I ended up with 3 million, which tells you how many fucking packs I saved. I had 3 million after all that. And I didn't really pack a ton of stuff. So yeah, maybe I should have just bought store packs with that. I don't know. I think that it was very random with the distribution of the team of the years. I think if you were going to save packs, your only chance of getting them were like in the 83 times 20s, 84 times 20s. Recycling them into league SBC, or I mean into the league specific upgrades, is pointless. I did a ton of league SBCs beforehand at a few hundred packs. A few hundred of my packs were just some league SBCs. Pointless. There was no reason to do those. They gave you 0% chance at team of the year, or so small that I may as well have just been opening like an Electrum pack or something, because the odds were 0.0001 versus 0.00011, right? So it was like, there was like no point, right? So I think, I don't know, going forward, I might just save coins open store packs. I think what you mentioned, John, like, because you got them at 83 times 20s, those gave me decent shots. I got honorable mentions out of those, but even 83 times 10s were completely fucking useless. I had 60 83 times 10s and I think 45 84 times 5s. I got 2 honorable mentions from all of those put together. And like, I know that honorable mentions are great and I'm definitely happy to have got them, but like, I don't know. I feel like that's like a little like, I don't know. Like, that's like crazy. 60 83 times 10s. Maybe I should have known if EA are giving me like 3 a day for a month that these are going to suck when team of the year comes, but lessons been learned there. I don't really know. And also, I wonder, is this sort of by design? So like, we had so many, a long time to get 83s times 10s and stack these up, 84 times 5, these types of things. They were available for a long time and you could stack them up. But interestingly, when you open them during team of the year, they gave you mostly 83s, 84s, right? Like for the most part. And a lot of packs gave those as your best fodder, 83s and 84s. Where the fuck was anyone supposed to put them? Like, this was definitely intentional. There was like nowhere to put them. Like, you're literally wasting them. You're throwing them into as rares. And I thought that was kind of like the really shitty part from EA. Like, I'm pretty sure they knew that we were packing a ton of these and they were all just going to waste, right? And informs, I started throwing in as rares at some point. Like, it got to that, or just as their rating. If I had an 87 inform, fuck it, it's an 87. So, I don't know. That part of it was, like, really crazy to me. And you guys mentioned the Tella situation, but also that Messigate situation, which is really crazy. So, I don't know if, John, you want to explain everything that happened with that. I didn't get messy, but... I did get a shot at him, so I can't be mad.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the only person that got him isn't here to describe the powers of playing with him, which is Martin. And crazy, crazy, crazy. So EA came out with an 86 plus player pick, and in the player pick, only the leagues where there was a team of the year player were in the player pick. So, and apparently, the only 86 plus player from the MLS, Lionel Messi. So, when people were opening up the player picks, a lot of people were packing this Lionel Messi because the odds on there, they didn't account for the MLS only having one player, which I don't know why we didn't get Sophia Smith either. I don't know why a lot of people didn't get her.
No, so was that confirmed then? Because I had a theory on it also, and I'm wondering if, like, did they confirm that as a reason, or is that, like, a theory?
Yeah, they mentioned it in their little bullshit explanation apology. Whenever the pick came out, they were saying that they had weighted it wrong because, there weren't that many high-rated cards in the MLS. I forgot how they worded it, but... Yeah, a lot of people on your Twitter timeline, on your X timeline, got Messi. It seemed like it was like a 1 in 3 chance to get him, but a lot of people didn't get him. And we ran a poll on our Twitter, actually. The options were, or the question posed was, did you pack Lionel Messi from the 86 plus player pick? And the options were yes, no, or you weren't able to get the player pick done because it was only up for 25 minutes. So the results from that were 13% out of 436 votes, 13% of people got Messi, 50% of people did not, and then 37% did not complete the SBC or didn't have time to. So I don't know what the math is there. So 50% did not get him, 13% did, and then the others did not get Messi. So basically... 1 in 5 people that did the SBC got Messi. So 20%, 25%. Yeah. So that's crazy. So basically, the almost, best attacker, top 3, five attacker at the worst. Crazy. You know, player is in, if you're a hardcore of this game, log on at content every day, like we all are, a lot of people out there listening are. Probably a handful of you got this card. So that's awesome that you got him. I don't know. Did you guys play him that much in Weekend League? I played against him once in Rivals today and twice in Weekend League, but luckily not as much as I thought I would.
I think from 20 games in Champs, I actually played him 7 times, which
fuck, dude.
More than I thought. And then, one of the times I played him, some guy's using a 5 back, so I mean, I just left immediately. I just couldn't handle it. So I didn't really think I'd play him that much, but I mean, I guess I did. And going back to the poll, so EA did say 0.7 in there, you know, lovely response.
Oh yeah, 0.7% of people packed him, right? That's what they said.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess it does make sense. Like, it's just crazy to think about, because, like, you see so many people packing him on social media, then you also have to remember technically how many players, you know, have the game or on the game. So I guess it's a significant amount, or insignificant, but I mean, when only like 2% of the player base actually plays the game now, you know, 0.7 is a lot more. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, it is what it is. I'll be honest. When the glitch came out and I opened the player pick and I didn't see Messi, I was pretty mad. I think I tweeted, EA, I demand compensation. And I, like, DM'd Tom Kalefi and I said, I'll be raiding your headquarters by tomorrow morning if I don't see a Messi in my account. But, I mean, now if you have them, you know, good for you. Hopefully you enjoy the card. We don't have them. So, you know, we're cooked, and everyone else, you know, can score 5 with a glitch Messi who's 10 mil. But, it is what it is, and we can't really change it. So Hopefully EA don't make any more mistakes, but they probably will make one tomorrow.
Yeah, it's at least once a week, right? I was saying that they tweet out from the direct communications account once a week, but it's definitely been more than that lately. And so, yeah, so, okay, I'm looking at their, like, explanation here. It says, two of those leagues had only one item matching the 86-plus overall threshold, rest of the world and MLS. So, okay, a couple things here. So we should have got Sophia Smith, right? Like, she should have appeared, right? Also, that means, like, the NWSL cards, they do have some walkouts in NWSL. There's Rose Lavelle, there's Alex Morgan, right? So, okay, fine. Let's just say that's the case. That means EA has separated MLS and NWSL. Now let's look over at the Italian league, the Serie A. You were able to pack the women's Serie A players in this. So I feel like that kind of doesn't really make sense. I know, like, I'm not going to, like, listen, I don't expect any compensation from this, but technically, I mean, they did fuck it up, right? Because, like, if that's the case, then the women's Serie A players shouldn't be showing up in there. Or that means that they're completely separate entity from the Serie A, just like the rest of the world, or just like NWSL and MLS are, right? Apparently they're separate entities. So I don't know. I think that EA really screwed this one up, like, royally. It's, like, really ridiculous, honestly, that this happened. And we floated around some ideas of, like, different possible solutions and things like that. And maybe we could talk about that in a second, because that ties into one of the questions we got. But, oh, my God, dude. Like, what the fuck are they doing? Like, what are they actually doing? Like, this is, like, crazy stupid, like, from them. There's just no way this is that difficult. They're a triple A. This is, like, a triple A title. Like, they spend so much money making this game, and they've made so much, as we saw from their quarterly reports, right? So, like, they're really just killing it right now, and they can't even fix things like this. I know it's not... Listen, if you benefit from it, this is actually great. Like, it's actually awesome. I think that that's... I would be very happy if I got him, right? Let's put it that way. But it's just, like... I think also, too, it came at a time where people were so demoralized after everything that happened with the lowering of the pack weights. People were just pissed, and then they were grinding all week. They're probably doing league-specific upgrades. You go through a couple thousand, and you don't get a blue out of it, and you're just pissed. And then you see people are getting messy very easily. And for a lot of people, they didn't even get a chance to do that SBC. I did it. So, like, I don't know. When I did it, I honestly didn't expect anything out of it. I saw some people saying, like, oh, everyone's getting messy. But I guess I didn't realize the scale of it, how crazy it was. So that helped me. I wasn't as pissed. But let's go actually look at this question real quick while we're on the whole messy gate. So we have a question from DS Visions, our friend Ozzy, who... By the way, what I got. So he says, what are your thoughts on Team of the Year and your rating for the promo? Maybe this one will hold off until we're done with the whole Team of the Year talk. But he also says, if you were EA, what would you do to make things fair / right surrounding the Messi situation? So let me give you my answer real quick, and you guys can think real quick if you have an idea. I gave this one before. Some people said it was awesome. I actually posted on Twitter. Some guy tagged Tom Kaleffi. You got to take this idea. Some other guy says, that is a, and I'm not going to use the word, that's how bad the idea was, right? So what I said is, give us a Messi SBC that's, like, way more than his market value. This way, maybe, this way it won't kill the tradable price. I'm not a market expert, but I assume this would do, at least help to not kill the tradable cards price, right? And let's say it's like 15, 20 million. That's a crazy SBC. It's going to take us a long ass time to grind it out, right? But you'll eventually have a chance to get him for free. Not for free because you're grinding the game, but for free, right? Everyone can eventually get him. The people that got lucky are still lucky. They don't have to do a 15, 20 million SBC. The rest of us are going to have him by tots. And also from EA's perspective, and we know they love making money, people will buy store packs for the fodder too, right? To hurry up and finish them really fast. So that was sort of my solution anyways. It's not perfect. But I feel like that'll keep the most people happy possible of any solution. Because the current one they gave is, they put out a tweet saying, deal with it, right? Their tweet literally just said, well, it happened, deal with it, right? So that's the best I got. And actually, I would say this much, dude. This Team of the Year demoralized me so much, I'm not spending any more money on FIFA points the rest of the year. Fuck that, when they can manipulate the pack odds. What is the fucking point? They literally, like, I don't know. I feel like by lowering and raising the pack weights, they're creating a lot of, like, FOMO. Like, oh, this is the day with the good pack odds. We gotta rip them for Team of the Years. Like, we gotta go crazy today. So, anyways, another story. But let me ask you, John, first, what would your solution to Messi Gate have been to keep the most people happy?
Oh, man, I don't know. That's a tough one because, yeah, you don't want, like, there's pretty much like a fifth or a fourth of people you come up against to have Lionel Messi. So part of me was like, man, they should have just left the SBC up there. Maybe cut down the, I don't know how long it was released for, or what the time limit was, but cut the time limit down to 24 hours. You got 24 hours to take your 20% chance at Messi. I mean, I think that's fair. But then again, I'm glad I didn't, because I didn't get Messi and I don't want to face Messi like all the time. So I don't know. It was a huge fuck up, and one that doesn't have a very good solution at all. And I saw, I think it was AA9 skills. I saw a lot of people agree with it, and I'm just like, dude, no. Like, I think he suggested that they release a Messi SBC for the price of the 86 plus player pick. And that just seems like even a worse idea, because then everyone's going to have him. But I don't know, maybe if everybody has him, then nobody has him, kind of deal, kind of like Erling Haaland in FPL. So yeah, man, just not really a good situation. I think that probably would have been probably the one I would have went with. Just leave, like, send out a direct communication. Hey, we realize this SBC is like bugged with getting messy so much. Or they didn't even have to say that. Just say it's bugged. You have 24 hours to complete it, and then we're taking it down. So I think that to me seems the most fair, because then everybody at least has a chance to, or all the hardcore players do that pay attention to content. So yeah, again, just not a good solution at all, but that probably would have just been mine. I don't know. What about you, Brando?
I mean, I remember, who was at AA9 Skills when he posted that video. I thought, honestly, yeah, from all the, opinions I saw on Twitter, it was great. I commented on it, and then someone replied to me saying, "You're just agreeing because you don't have Team of the Year Messi." And I replied, "Obviously,
yeah,
I'm agreeing with this." But you know, it's really tough, because I feel like with how the mistake played out, there's no like decision EA can make that would make every single person happy. Like, yeah, they remove the card, people who have the card. People want Messi. They give us Messi. People who packed Messi, you know, are mad. People who packed Messi before the glitch, you know, feel like their card, you know, devalued. So, honestly, I don't even know what a good solution would be. I think you tweeted this out, Kevin, when the situation happened, but you said they released like a 15 mil Messi or something, yeah, like that, a really expensive Messi. And we can grind them, you know, all year. And I mean, I think that would work. Like, they maybe release a Messi like his market value, and they keep him, I don't know, maybe like 90 days, the rest of it, or probably more than that. You'll probably need more than this. Like, maybe the rest of the cycle. And, you know, you can just chip away at him. And I think you were saying how, you know, that'd get EA, you know, more money too with more store packs. So I could see that being a solution, but I don't know, like, it's really tough. I feel like EA really dug themselves in the hole with this one.
Yeah,
I that's the thing, right? No matter what the solution is, it's gonna, like, I don't know, it's gonna make someone upset, right? Because yeah, I think, I don't know, I'm okay sort of with everyone having equal shot at this SBC, like John suggested, like if we all just put out, or if they just put it out and then just let people gamble on it. But also, I feel like that's, like, really crazy, too, like, because, like, they put themselves in the situation anyways, right? Like, to have one thing out of the entire Team of the Year be worth, like, 20, 30, 40 times as much as every other pick is, like, scary, too. So, I think that they really just put themselves in a terrible position. There's nothing they could do that would be good. I sort of suggested the Messi SBC idea, too, because I thought of it like what John is saying. Like, everyone has Haaland in the game, or in FPL. Kind of everybody has Mbappe at this point, right? Like, most people have him, so I was thinking maybe it could be something like that, but I don't know. It's also like, I don't know, that's pretty unprecedented to put out a Team of the Year SBC. Crazy. I really don't know what they can do. They really, really, really fucked this one up, didn't they? So I don't know. I really don't know what else they could do. And now there are a ton of other issues with Team of the Year as well, which maybe we could talk about right now, actually. Let's talk about that. Speaking of SBCs and everything, we got some good SBCs for the first week, some great SBCs. And as everything changed from Team of the Year and things started to go downhill, at least the general perception of things was when the full team went in, so did the SBCs. And there were specifically a few honorable mentions that were really, really, really badly priced. Saliba is really expensive, though I would argue he's awesome. But then there's the other one. There's that Modric one that is really fucking bad. So, I don't know. Like, guys, what do we think about what happened with SBCs? Like, do you guys agree with what I'm saying, basically, that they started off pretty hot? Like, you got some great ones. There's Best, there's Sawa. We were able to grind some really cool ones, and then it just got worse. I don't know, Brando, what are you thinking, man?
Yeah, so you know, in Team of the Year drops we got Best too. I'm using him now. He's absolutely incredible. And then we got Sawa. Is it Sawa or Sawa?
I don't know. Whatever I say, Brent, Nick is gonna come at me and say I'm not pronouncing it right. But all I'm gonna say is all the Japan players are Osmoon's son, anyways. So
yeah, he'll be coming at you. You know, saying you watch anime dubbed.
But, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but you know, Sawa was really good, really, really good. If I didn't get Mateus, I definitely would have completed her. I still can't believe her value. I think I play her every single game, and who else do we get? Davies. Now, Davies is, you know, we start to get a little pricey with Davies, but I think it's fair. I feel like on the market, he'd be like 700-800K. So, you know, EA have to add the tax to the SBC, but then we get to the honorable mentions, and, you know, we start to push it. Kvar coming in at 700K. Yeah.
Like, and he's a good card, too, otherwise.
Know. Yeah. And then we get a Modric, right? I was so excited for Modric. I was like, this guy's going to make my team. He's going to have the two play styles. And then EA dropped the SBC. Literally the same exact card, one extra play style, and he could play CDM, and he's 1 mil. Worst SBC I've seen in my life. Genuinely, like, just couldn't believe it. Now, the third nominee one, I don't know if this is a bit of a hot take. Saliba is expensive, but I think it's fair. Now, like, he's very expensive, but I feel like he's one of those cards you pay kind of like Hullet, where you know they're expensive, you know they probably shouldn't be that expensive, but you know they're going to be good. Like, when Hullet first dropped, how much is he, guys? Like 2.8, like close to 3 mil?
Yeah.
I think, yeah. And, you know, I'm not sure. I'm still rocking Hullet. Are you, John? Are you still using Hullet?
Yeah, I gave Kimmich a test run, but yeah, I think I'm gonna go back to Hullet and wait for the Kimi upgrade. So yeah, I'm still rocking that Hullet. He's very, very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, I just think it's disgusting how like EA just make these SBCs, especially the nominees, like no upgrade, and they're making it that expensive. And I don't even need to get started on the fodder. During Team of the Year, it was so bad. I just didn't understand. Like, I barely completed Best, and I did Davies, but I had to spend like 200k on Davies just to complete them. So, I mean, I don't know. I think the SBCs were rough, and I feel like that says a lot about Team of the Year as well. The first week was really good, then we get to the second week, and yeah, and you know, speaking of fodder, I think we just have to mention like these upgrades. Like, they were rough, really bad. Mm-hmm. Did you guys hit like anything nice from your upgrades? I don't think I hit a single nice card.
Which upgrade?
I gave up.
Like the league specific ones?
Just in general, like the league upgrades, the 84x11s, then removing the 83x10s.
I don't know, man. I think the like 84x11 type SBCs, like 85x3 attackers, 83x5 attackers, whatever. I think those are your best shot. The problem is none of those were repeatable. And if let's say you have a 20% chance from all of them. Well, once you open all of them, that's it. There's nowhere to recycle again, right? So that was kind of my problem with those. I feel like I'm sure I got some stuff from them, but like obviously, as you guys know, I did get Ribery from 81x2, so like it looked like things were gonna be good at the beginning. That was in the first week.
Yeah, I stopped doing the league ones. I was doing Premier League, so I would have a chance at Trent, Rodrigo. I really wanted that Rodrigo bad, and I forgot there was another honorable mention in there that I wanted, but. Yeah, those are really bad. I just started doing the crafting upgrade. That one was okay. I got more fodder from that than anything else. And then just started doing 81x2s at the end because, the league ones were just so stinky. And then also them limiting the 80+ player pick to 10 a day. That was more a slap in the face than anything, I thought, because we had gotten those 80+ player picks before. And they did not cap them to 10 a day, or 10 every other day. Sorry. I was giving EA too much credit, but Yeah, that was terrible too, and the weight on those were awful. I think I maybe got one walkout from, I did all of them whenever they refreshed, and got probably one walkout, and the rest were just 83s and 84s, and then you don't have anything to recycle those into, aside from the team of the week player pick. So now I think myself and all of us probably have like 30 to 40 to 50 team of the week players in our club, which I guess will be nice. We won't ever have to worry about those again, but yeah, that was just really bad, and I just don't think they also accounted for them having so many high-rated cards in the team of the year that the drop rate on fodder was just atrocious, and it was very, very difficult to get like 89, 88 rated squads done, because most of the high-rated cards were in specials, and then none of those specials were getting packed. So that caused or created quite a problem with that, because I did Sawa before or during when like the midfielders were in packs, I believe. And I did her pretty easily. And then I saved up 83 by 10s and 84 by 5s. I was doing those before the pro, right when the promo started, and then opened them all up whenever the full team was in packs. And I had 5 million coins worth of those packs, and from that I got Alphonso Davies done, and I had one squad left of Cafu that I had to spend coins on, so I got barely 2 million coins worth of SBCs done from a 5 million coin pack save. So that right there was just, it really it was more deflating than not packing a special from my pack save. So yeah, just a very frustrating thing. I think the SBCs were good. We got some really great options. I don't know if any of us did that Bruno Fernandes either, but he looked really good. Definitely, I think if you don't want Sawa, or you haven't liked her card for whatever reason, or you have a severe skill issue, I think Bruno Fernandes is a great card to use in a similar role. And he was in a lot of pro teams too, so that card was great. The Modric SBC, I mean, a copy and paste job from a card he already had, one play style plus same dog shit medium work rates. You know, why would you do that SBC unless you're like, love Luka Modric and are a fanboy of him, and you are a Real Madrid supporter. So
yeah,
some of them were very baffling, and I don't know. Yeah. The fodder situation was upsetting more than I think the pack drop weight of these team of the years too, because it was very difficult to get high rated SBC squads done.
Yeah. Yeah. I was looking at Hullet and I thought I was going to be able to get him done. But like when you were actually in team of the year and you look at an 89 squad, like you're in the middle of the grind, you just go, this is impossible. Like, or it's very difficult. And then you realize Hullet has three of them. And then I just went, never mind. Like, I'm not going to have Hullet. That's fine. I'm not going to have him. I got to make peace with that. So obviously, I couldn't get them done. Yeah, I don't think I did a ton of SBCs either, right? Like I mentioned, Cafu, Maldini, Sawa, and then Saliba too. And I did like half of Davies also. So that's not bad. I got some SBCs done, but to be honest, I thought I'd have so much fodder that I would get Best done too. I would get Hullet done, and then, at least those two. And then maybe like Conte or something too, right? But obviously, that didn't happen, so that was pretty rough. I don't know. If they had like, if an SBC like Hullet required, let's say it required like 283 squads, I would have got them done no problem. I would have got them done very easily because I would have been able to grind that out. And I think that's, again, I think EA did this partially on purpose too, right? What they did with the like fodder packs, I guess you could call it, from the SBC section. Like we didn't have like an 85 times two. Let's say an 85 times two for an 83 squad. I know that that's not necessarily great, but also like I feel like that's sort of what we need at these times, right? I don't know. What they could have done, there's a lot of things they could have done differently, right? I think that would have been a huge thing, but I don't know, man. I think more than I think that was the biggest thing for me too. Like you said, right? It was just demoralizing, like trying to do these SBCs and just not even getting fodder. Like it was just impossible to gather fodder. So that was really rough. And then nowhere to put the fodder you did get, right? So that's why you guys all have the team of the weeks. I did have a ton and I just gave up. I started sending them as fodder, basically, as regular like golds, because I had so many. So I don't know what could they do differently. I have no idea. I think a lot of people though are really like burnt out and stuff, right? Like John, you mentioned it earlier. You said you didn't start, you didn't, you weren't playing like after a little bit, right? Like you're like, I can't look at these menus. I have not played a ton of games. I did not do Weekend League, and I'm always on Weekend League. We were just playing POW World before recording, right? We're playing POW World. So that's that's where we're at, I think. Huh? I think that's where we're at. Oh, and speaking of probabilities, do you guys happen to see this on the argument? It was on Twitter. It was in like people's Twitch chats. I don't know. They're talking about how stats work. They're like, if you open 100 packs, you'll have a 64% chance of packing a team of the year. I don't know if you know that, but or if you saw that. Now, I failed stats, so I don't really know, but I don't think that's how it works, right? I think EA continuously gives us that 0.001% chance at every single pack, right?
Yeah, a lot of people on X don't understand probabilities or statistics because, yeah, it's a 0.02% chance each time you open a pack. Not a, so that one of the packs was 8%. It's not a 16% chance now. If you open two, then 24, 32, you know, that's not how it works. It's 8% each time. So, which also a lot of people on X, well, one guy in particular, they did the hero player pick that got bugged one day too. Mistake number 69 they made during the promo. But yeah, they released an 87 plus player pick. And there were cards that were 86 rated that were popping up as an option. So that was quickly taken down. And EA said, you will receive your compensation in the coming days, right? Our favorite line. But, you know, whenever you did the pack and you were about to open it, it said in the description, it also said an 86 plus player pick was there. So everybody opened a wrong thing that they paid for with their fodder, right? And then also 86 players were in the player pick and options that could potentially pop up for you to select. So even though you may not have received an 86 plus player, like all of these player picks should be compensated because they were affecting the odds of the pack, right? And a lot of people don't understand that or need to take a statistics class. So yeah. Oh, that's my accounting rant. John's accounting rant.
Yeah.
You don't know how statistics works? Take a night class or something, folks.
Yeah, I ran into this issue clearly because I didn't understand statistics. I thought by pack 200, I had a 200% chance of packing one. I thought there'd be two in there, so that didn't happen, obviously. But yeah, pretty rough. Actually, though, I would like to say one thing real quick while this is fresh on my mind and I can mention it. This was something sort of positive, actually. Not that anyone's going to pack a team in there out of one of these, but if you grind up, they changed the Rivals rewards. I don't know if you saw that. It was actually kind of interesting. They did this in the Wednesday, like towards the end of the team of the year, right? There was like a couple days left. Actually, if you take the untradeable option, it doesn't just double your packs. It gives you different packs now. Like I saw for Division 2, you get an 84 times 10. So I thought that was kind of nice. I don't know. Did anyone catch that?
I don't know. I'm in Rivals.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest. I haven't checked Rivals in like a month. I didn't even know they changed it.
Yeah, it tells you how much anyone cares about Rivals, right? Yeah. Yeah. That's yeah. Oh, one good thing that did come out of Team of the Year with all my coins. I did it. Mission complete. I bought Sophia Smith. I didn't pack her, that's for damn sure. But I bought her, so there we go. I got a blue on my team.
Big W.
Yeah.
Thank you, EA.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing we don't have to mention is the Friday Sophia Smith incident.
Oh yeah. No, let's mention this because we're mid cry right now, so I'm in the middle of crying. I would like to mention this, yes. So all the Team of the Year is the day after Team of the Year. So like you guys saw, they rose pretty steadily throughout the week, and they really rose towards the end. Now, there could have been some panic buying there, like from people like me. They're like, shit, I cannot miss out on getting a Team of the Year. I'm fucked if I don't get one. They're going to rise for the rest of the year, right? So like me, the night before Team of the Year ended, I discarded everything, all my silvers, to make sure I had the exact coin amount. And the second I did, I went and bought her fresh. But as you know, she was like 3.1 or 3.2 million when I bought her. The next day, she dropped down to 2.1 million and then bounced back about halfway. But did you guys see this? Was there any sort of market manipulation? I know we saw some EA Golden Boys tweeting out that, oh, well, there was no market manipulation as far as I saw. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's really conclusive just because I have games played on them, right? EA could have bought them and then sold them for cheaper too, right? So, I don't know. What do you guys think? What happened there? Let me start with you, John.
Yeah, I think it's what you first mentioned, Kevin. These cards just rose so quick, so fast, and unnaturally. I think it was a little bit of FOMO. Like Sophia Smith, for example, 1.5 million whenever she was first in packs, quickly rose to over 3.2. And that's just, I think, people, you know, looking at these prices, they're slowly creeping up. Fastly rising at some points. And yeah, just looking at their coin balance going, oh shit, I've only got, you know, 2.8 million. I better go snag this Sophia right now. And that's contributing to the problem. A lot of core packs are now untradeable, or the ones that look, you know, quote unquote, best value to open are untradeable. So probably not as many tradable packs were opened. That could have contributed to it. I don't know. EA could have. I just don't know. I don't think. I mean, I won't say they're not that sinister, because I think they are. But yeah, I mean, whenever you can't, you know, release an 86 plus player pick correctly, I don't see how they're manipulating the market that way. But again, you know, they're like Doofy in a scary movie. And they're bamboozling us and confusing us constantly. So, you know, I don't know anything. What about you, Brando?
So when the whole thing happened, I was talking with Blimp, because I was just checking the market, right? And I see my Diaz, who was 4.8 the previous night, went down to like 3.2. And I was shocked. And then, like, I checked the market, and, you know, it's just, you know, not calling anyone out, you know, who works in EA, but I am doing that. There was like 7 pages of like Oberdorf and Bright, and there's no way with this pack weight that people got that many Team of the Years tradable, and they just randomly like flooded the market. And people are saying, you know, it could be trading groups holding on to Team of the Years, but I've never seen like such an influx of like rare players before. Even with Mateus, I swear when I packed them, there was like one page. And then I check on Friday and there's like 5 pages. I don't know where these players came from. I don't know if Tom Kalefi just pressed the button to put some players in. But I'm telling you, I really believe EA did some market manipulation.
I don't know, man. Like, it's crazy, right? So, like, I think, yeah, if anything, Jamie the Foot Economist was on there with his EA account sniping and then relisting the players for lower. That maybe, I don't know, because you're right. The supply was, like, really interesting, like, how it all of a sudden came in, right? So, let's say it was the trading groups, maybe this was a one-time thing, I don't know. If that's the case, it was the trading groups that screwed this up. Well, that's never going to happen again, because everyone's going to leave those trading groups because they just lost millions of coins, right? So, we'll see what happens there. I really don't know, man. It was weird, right? Because I was looking at Bright, Bright, like, a few days before, and she had, like, I was interested in her all week. I actually ended up buying her and made a lot of coins off her, but she had, like, one page and a half, like, for most of the week. And then that day, she had, like, 7 or 8 pages. It was crazy. So, it was very interesting in that sense. I don't know if people thought this is our time to sell, but also that would have been weird. I really don't know what happened. It was very weird. I think it was a combination of a few things maybe too. Like John mentioned, the hype from the day before, right? Because that definitely applied to me. I was one of those people that went, fuck, if I can just somehow get to 3.1 million, I can buy this card. And I somehow got there and I bought her. I made sure that I got there somehow, some way, and I bought her, right? And then obviously that would make sense that afterwards it would drop, right? If a lot of people are doing the same thing as me, right? But the supply thing was very interesting to me. I don't know about that. That was pretty weird, but anyways, it is what it is. Lots of people lost coins. Lots of people made coins, maybe. I don't know if you bought them at their low point after they dropped. For me, it didn't really affect me too much. I wanted to buy her untradeable. We're going to have her until TOTS. So at least I have that card. But it was very, very, very weird, right? EA being weird. I don't know. So I don't know. If you are someone that was trying to trade with these cards, you thought this was your moment. Like, I bought them before they went out of packs. We were cooking. Well, like, you probably aren't, right? You lost coins. Like me, I thought I was cooking. I thought I bought her, did a good job. I got her fresh for basically the same price as she was going for. She's actually down like 100K at the time. I thought, man, this is it. And then obviously I got cooked, right? So, it's a weird, crazy situation. Part of another issue, I don't know if this was necessarily caused by EA. It's obviously speculating here, but another thing that they are leaving, I guess it just leaves people pissed and unhappy, right? Like, I think it's safe to say people are unhappy in FIFA right now, right?
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to start doing what we did last year and start talking. I don't know. I was talking about how EA hates the working class. EA are like the devil in that sense. So I don't want to go that far this time. I've done all my crying, but just know that this is how I feel. I'm butthurt.
I think that's fair, especially with your pack save and the return you got out of it. So I don't know. Lots of things went crazy. Haywire. Not as expected. Some things did go as expected. I think I feel like the team of the year drop rate was about the same as last year. So still pretty rare and not like we saw 2 years ago where they were more common than ever. So I don't know. I guess we'll wrap things up. Rating team of the year as a whole, as a promo, on a scale of 1 to 10. Kevin, let's go with you first.
Oof. So it's interesting. Like, if we were going based off the first week, I was expecting like an 8 or 9. I thought this was going to be a banging promo. But just based on everything that EA fucked up, I think the fact that they're pointing you towards the store at all times, like, I feel like you're always pointing towards the store. You want to complete SBCs? Well, you can't. You have 84s in your club, right? You packed all the 84s in the game. So you got to go to the store to get that fodder. I don't know. It's just like everything points you towards the store. No matter what you do, it's pointing you towards the store. And Team of the Year was the ultimate one of these. And I'm starting to think maybe this is like, I don't know, maybe EA is just trying to take advantage of the situation while they can. They're like, hey, there's no regulations right now. They're bound to regulate us in a year or two the way things are going, because this is straight up gambling, right? Like, I'm okay with this game being as it is if they make it 18 or 21 plus, depending on, I don't know, gambling laws in countries. This is fine. But, like, I don't know, this is straight up gambling for children. So, anyways, before we go off too much about how EA are psychologically manipulating people to gamble and playing at people's addictive personalities, I will say that this is like a 4 out of 10. There was grindable content, but it was not accessible unless you got lucky and packed higher rated stuff. I think that if you're grinding, you're basically grinding for no reason. You generated a bunch of 83, 84 fodder, and it was just a waste of fucking time. So WSBC is week one. The team, amazing. I love the team. Like, obviously, the team of the year team is great. Some SBCs were great, and then even the good ones were probably overpriced anyways, other than maybe Sawa was, like, pretty good value, I would say, maybe Davies, too. So we're going to go 4 out of 10. It was just, like, a demoralizing situation. I think that I'm not the only one that feels that way. And honestly, I was one of the lucky ones. My team improved drastically. My team improved greatly. I didn't pack a blue, but I got two of the better icons, SCN and Ribery, right? So, and I got Ginola along the way, and I got actually a few... I actually got, like, two or three decent icon pulls that were decent, but like my team had already improved. I didn't need Garincha in my team anymore, right? So 4 out of 10 for me.
What do you think, Brando?
Well, you know, I'm gonna split it up into two distinct categories. Number one, team of the year as a whole, and number two, pack luck. Now, if I'm just going pack luck wise, for me it has to be a 10 out of 10. I mean, It's definitely the luckiest I've ever been during Team of the Year and in any promo since I started playing FIFA. But as a whole, I think the promo is really disappointing. The first week was really good. We saw, you know, the teams. I think my favorite part was actually the teams. I thought these were probably like the best Team of the Year teams we had since, you know, the FIFA 15, Messi, Ronaldo, you know, Barca Madrid hybrids, but I thought the teams were really good. I loved the inclusion of the women's teams. I thought that was amazing. Puteas, amazing. Hansen, amazing. Even though Pickles packed Hansen, I can't believe it. So yeah, really nice cards. Promo as a whole, though, I think I have to go 4 or 5 out of 10, like you, Kevin. I think it was really disappointing. And I feel like that's kind of been like a common thing with promos this game cycle. I think the promos have been really disappointing. I still think Thunderstruck is actually the best promo we've gotten so far. I thought everything was perfect there, but I'd give Team of the Year 4 out of 10. Definitely could have been better. I don't think it could have been any worse. So yeah, I'd give it 4 out of 10.
Yeah, and looking at it as a whole, I'm in line and thinking with you guys. Before you guys gave your ratings, I was going to say 3.5. The SBCs, you know, going into Team of the Year, I was, you know, obviously I didn't save anything for this. So I was not expecting to pack any Team of the Years, but I was expecting to generate a lot of fodder during this time and do a lot of these SBCs, if not all of them, with spending money on store packs too, right? And the SBC grind, just, you know, with the fodder weight being non-existent, terrible, very tough to pack anything 87, 88 rated or higher. It just really was very demoralizing, even more so than not packing a blue. Luckily, I did. I got lucky. I packed Sam Kerr and Anya Batchier, who are in my team currently, and I love them. But SBCs are one thing that every year, you know, no matter what your pack luck is, no matter how many packs you save, you can look forward to getting two or three of these players in your team every year. If you're a grinder, if you play weekend league every weekend, you do your rivals, you do your upgrade pack grind every week like we all do, you can reasonably expect to get, like, you know, maybe one big SBC done and another medium sized one, or a big one or two medium sized ones. And that just wasn't the case this year. Unless you spent money on store packs, you weren't able to get that many SBCs done. So yeah, that part for me really, really, really killed it. You know, again, like Brando said, I really did enjoy the player selection. There's some great players to be had in the team, if you can either buy them or if you're lucky enough to pack one. But, you know, for me, Team of the Year is, setting my expectations to, you know, just get the SBC players. I think that's going to be my mindset every year now. And that, it just really was terrible this year. So, yeah, I can't give it anything higher than a 3.5 because, again, the SBC grind just wasn't there. Upgrade pack grind wasn't there. And, yeah, that's what I look forward to most. So very, very, very disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah, and even if you did, let's say you did manage to get fodder, like, some of the SBCs were really overpriced, like that Modric. So that's yeah, crazy too. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and
Modric should have been like a third of the price.
Yeah,
a third of the price. I mean, Dabinha was even a little overpriced, and she's okay. She's nothing special. She's good, but nothing great. Like, yeah, just very, very, very out of touch.
Yeah, none of us even mentioned in our rating the Messi, like, incident or that hero pick that you're talking about. Yeah, so, I mean, just, yeah, like, so many issues, man. It's actually insane. I couldn't believe it. And then the Tello one, too. That's another one, which is currently ongoing, because I saw someone post a screenshot with pages of his 86 gold, which doesn't exist on the market, so. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah, that actually brought up my rating by one, because I did have a tradable Tella in my club, and I just got a free 75K, you know, out of nowhere. So,
ooh, thank you, EA.
If not for that, it would have been a 2.5. So, thank you, Daddy EA.
Yeah, it was rough, that's for sure.
It was definitely an experience. It's like a theme park ride, up and, you know, going up and down on the ride, but yeah, so I just have one more closing thought, and so whoever's just feeling down on EA, go try Pal World. It'll make your day better. It's probably the best game I've ever played in my life, ever. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. Shout out to Memorist. I love you, Memorist. Shout out to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pal World is fun.
Ooh, sorry, one more thing. What about the Guendouzi thing? I didn't even know about this. I just thought you wrote this down. I actually had no idea. There's just so many mistakes, you can't even keep up at this point.
Yeah, I don't know, just real quick on it. Yeah, the Road to the Final came out. Guendouzi got, I think, was he in the mini release, I believe? But we're used to him playing for, Arsenal, and then played in Ligue 1 for a while for Olympic Mayonnaise, and I feel like he played for another team. Could be mistaken, but apparently EA thought he still played there, which he is either on loan or made a permanent move. I believe he's on loan at Lazio right now, and they are not in the Ligue 1. I don't know if you guys know, but they are not in the Ligue 1, but EA gave him Lazio Chem with Ligue 1 for his league. So again, I don't know if anybody from EA plays their game, follows football, but yeah, just another one on the list of fuck-ups that came out in the last week.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, one last thing. Sorry, guys. I don't know if you saw Inter Miami, Al Nassr played each other. 6-0. That was crazy. Yeah, I know who my goat is. My goat doesn't show up in glitched PPs. CDK.
Yeah, exactly. Because then that would have really broke the game, right?
Exactly, right. What's the point in playing? You have the best card ever. So.
Yeah. I just have one more thing to bring up that I completely forgot. This actually just happened today when we are recording the pod. The companion app got a new update.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you can now see what you're doing on the app. So it shows the card, you know, the face stats, you know, instead of just guessing like, oh, there's a Kimmich SBC. Okay, now what? So, yeah, it's a cool update. You know, it's probably the best thing EA have done since I don't
Hero Pack for 25k.
Yeah, the Hero Pack for 25k.
It's hard to think of things. It's a cool update. Right.
Yeah, you get a plus 0.3 on your Team of the Year rating, EA, which is the same amount of chance I had of packing a Team of the Year from your $45 store pack. So, happy Team of the Year to you, EA.
Yeah, that is awesome because never really got to see the card unless it was a one squad player SBC.
Yeah.
Like, there was an Olivier Giroud came out for like an 86 rated squad and you can see the card there, but normally you can just see the pack that you get for it. So yeah, small changes. They have gotten the small changes down this year. We can give them credit for that, but yeah, you still murder Team of the Year.
Okay. Yeah. What the fuck do casual players do? Like, for us, I was thinking, oh, it's not that big of a deal. Like, it's kind of a pain in the ass. You have to open up FUTBIN also. What if you're a casual player? You have no idea what the fuck FUTBIN is. You're just like, I'm doing this SBC, and I don't even know what I'm getting. Like, let's just hope that GOATSA is good. Yeah.
I'll say, yeah, you have to wait till you get on your console, so which is annoying. So a lot of us DGens like to have our new toys and have them now, even though we can't get to our console for another day or two.
Well, that's, I don't know. It's a good thing, right? So the couple positives for EA, at least, right? We're not just shitting on them entirely.
Yeah. And then we got Future Stars coming next. Kevin, you called the card design Unicorn Jizz. So we do have that to look forward to. But yeah, I don't know. Anything else you guys want to talk about or we want to wrap this thing up?
I would just say maybe the icons.
Back to Power World.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We need to sorry guys. We need to go play some Power World. So your episode gets cut short for today.
Okay, well how about this? One choice that you guys would have, since no one has any clue what the criteria for Team of the Year icon is. I mean Future Stars icon is. I don't know. Like, are they just gonna be really shitty icons? Maybe, but I don't think that's what it's gonna be. They're probably just gonna pick random ones. How about a choice for a player that could be in there in Future Stars? So I'll start, give you guys a little bit of time to think. I know maybe Brando has some Bayern guys, maybe like Tell or something. So, which I was asking for last year, actually. So maybe this is the year. But I'm going to go with Harvey Elliott. He did not get one last year. Liverpool had Carvalho got one last year, but not Harvey Elliott. So I thought that was interesting. And I'm going to go with Elliott and also leave some other Liverpool guys maybe for John to take if those are ones that interest him. But Elliot, he always feels good in game. He had that showdown card that people liked last year. I want Harvey Elliott in the Future Stars team. That'd be cool. So what about you, Brando?
So I'm not sure if you guys know him, but he's kind of popped up on the scene for Bayern. But Alexander Pavlovic, he's been starting a lot for us. I think he's 19. He's a CDM. Since Kimmich has been out and we've had a lot of injuries, he's been playing. And actually, I think he's scored in every game he's played this year. So, very passionate. I would love to have him. Or just Tell. Give me a 5.5 92 rated Tell. Make him 25 million EA and only give him to me. And I will forgive you for all your sins, EA Sports. What about you, John?
Yeah, this one, I didn't even think about it, but Rooney Bargee, he plays for FC Copenhagen, and that would be an amazing card for me to get. He's a very highly touted youngster, Swedish guy, and he's 4-4 already, so if they gave him like 5-star skills or 5-star weak foot, that would be awesome. And then he would perfect link to my Evo Jordan Larson, who's amazing. Honestly, that card is incredible. And he's in my main team even. I know we're doing this World Cup for non-top nine nations, and I have Sweden, but he's I bring him off the bench. If I can fit him in my starting lineup, he can. He's just that good. So a perfect link for that. I think he has a good body type in game. He'd be very agile, and that would be my choice. Very excited for Trinity Rodman, Rodzilla. She's been leaked to get a card, so hopefully she's not too pricey. I know we all love her and are interested in her, and she has one of the best custom celebrations in the game, so very excited for that one too.
Yeah. Actually, sorry guys, before we end, I realized we have another question. This is Team Leader related, so this one isn't going to be take us too much time, I don't think, anyways. This one's from Dan Mian. He's been on the pod. We love this guy. He hangs out with us. We have like a little chat that we talk when we're getting ready for Pal World. He says, random question for the pod, but with Team of the Year done, all of us feeling the Team of the Year grind hangover, can you recommend a new game / TV show to get into? So real quick, let's start with you, Brando. Game and TV show.
Oh, well, I mean, game is pretty simple. We've been talking about it all pod, you know, Pal World. I personally will be buying stocks in Pal World because I think it might be top three games, you know, created. But yeah, seriously though, I would recommend Pal World. Really fun. We've all been having a lot of fun playing the last couple of days. We've been playing a lot. There's a lot to do, a lot to grind. It feels like you'll never run out of content. And, you know, TV show is rough right now. I haven't really watched too many TV shows right now. So I don't know if I can throw out a recommendation for a TV show, but for game, definitely Pal World.
Yeah, I'll have to second Pal World. It's like Pokemon, but they have guns, and it's like the menus and the open world is like Zelda Breath of the Wild, which is one of the best games I've ever played. So if you like either of those games or both of those games, like myself and Kevin and Brando, like this game is amazing. And especially if you have a group of friends like us that you can play it with, it's just so fun. Brando, our boy Dom, a hairy ape, and Ozzy, DS Visions, we played for like 6 hours one night. And it's one of those games where you look at your phone and it's 8 o'clock at night, and then you look up. And you're like, how is it 1:30 in the morning? So very fun game. TV. I'm watching, actually, I'm a big like true crime guy. I'm watching a show on Netflix called American Nightmare, and it's kind of like Gone Girl. Very cool. And then the new season of Breakpoint came out. If you watch Netflix and any other sports documentaries like Drive to Survive, Formula One, Netflix, like, their sports documentaries are second to none. Breakpoint follows professional tennis players, and it gives you just like such cool, like behind the scenes access to all of these professional athletes in their lives. And it's really neat. And I enjoy all those a lot. So I'm really excited to watch the new season of Breakpoint that came out, the tennis show. So what about you, Kev?
Oh, so okay. So all of us said Power World, so I won't take that, although I do agree. Awesome. Maybe Dan, maybe you don't want to play anything multiplayer. Maybe play something single player. How about we'll go with a couple classics here. You could have Half-Life 2 if you've never played this game. Oh my god, it aged so well. Like, it's still amazing if you've never played Half-Life 2. Definitely, and it's probably cheap now. I think it's like $10 on Steam. So if you never played that one, that one is awesome. Also, I would say if you somehow can get your hands on a Guitar Hero guitar, load up Guitar Hero 2 and play some Strutter by Kiss. Oh my god, the vibes are incredible. So you got to do some stuff like this, you know, wind down from Team of the Year. And speaking of like relaxed stuff, I'm watching through right now. I'm watching through King of the Hill. So let's go with King of the Hill, a classic, a great, amazing. It'll teach you like great things about life and to be like tolerant and accepting of others. It's actually really great. So if you want, I mean, it's not meant to be that deep, but also maybe you get some of that out of it, right? So so there you go. Like a great show. So we'll go with those. Play Half-Life 2 and watch King of the Hill.
Damn it, Bobby. That's my Hank impression. I don't know if it was good or not, but
I thought he was in the room with us.
Damn it, Bobby. Time to wrap this show up now. So, anyways, enough terrible impressions. You get one of those every show, folks. This is free. This is free content. You're welcome. So I guess let's wrap this up. We've cried. We've consoled each other. We've done other things that you guys can't see to help each other cope. Again, use your imagination. But yeah, to wrap things up, Brando, thanks for joining us, man. And
yeah, thank you for having me on.
And where can the people
you can find me on Twitter at BrandoFCB. I've been tweeting a lot more recently because I love to cry on Twitter. It is my favorite thing. And you can find me on YouTube, Twitch, and TikTok at BrandoLive_.
Yes. What about you, Kev?
Yeah, you can find me wherever you're looking for me. You can find me there at KevinKFUT. Team of the Year has broken me so much that I don't even care to list them all out anymore. Just search for KevinKFUT. You either find me or you won't. Again, Team of the Year absolutely broken us. Martin didn't even make it because he's just like, fuck this shit. Fuck this. Yeah, so we miss him a lot. But I can't really blame him, man. What about you, John?
Yeah, he's protesting silently, nonviolently. This is his protest, and he even got messy. That's how upset he was. He's like, fuck EA. I'm not even giving them my breath. So, he's stronger than us. Martin's stronger than us, and we love him. So, you can find me at FC_Bridges Twitter, X, of course, Discord, maybe Twitch sometime soon. Never know. You can find our podcast page at Your Foot Podcast on X, best app in the world. Of course, in our bio, there's that link tree that will give you access to our Discord, an invite to our Discord, the best place to cry and talk and clown about FC24, Football Ultimate Team. If your podcast platform allows it, leave us a rating, leave us a comment. Need to look at those, and maybe we should read them off sometime. Maybe see if we've got any new ones. Maybe see if we've got any new punchlines we can incorporate into these shows too. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, next episode we will. If you guys do it now, it'll make the next episode, guys. Come on.
There you go. We'll make sure we check it. We'll make sure we check them out. So if you would be so kind, that would be amazing, and we will love you or drag you. So you decide. But thank you, guys. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Brando. Love you guys. And just remember, when this silly game gets you down and frustrated, you know, just start your own podcast, cry, you know, do whatever you got to do to get it off your chest. And just remember, at the end of the day, you're the reason this game is awful. You're the reason Team of the Year went down the way it did. You're the reason. Specifically, I'm talking to you, Kevin. You, according to our great friend Nigerian God, we're the reason. Yeah, this game sucks. So once again, if you're upset about how Team of the Year went, aim your anger at Kevin. Again, you can find him at his handles that he mentioned. And if you don't want to do that, because at the end of the day, you know, nothing but a foot thing, baby. Take care.